where you did the clap sync.
I did the clap sync, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I've had, like, 7 bosses or something in the last, like, since 2019.
Yeah.
There was... He left, went to the army, or... well, pause a little bit.
No, it's fine. I actually forgot you were coming over today. Until you texted me.
That's fine.
Because I've been playing Mario Wonder.
Okay, you could have told me, nah, man, I'm good.
That's fine.
And I've been like, all right, I'll go ice my leg. Ice my cankle. Ankle. So, had a guy who hired me. He left, went, he didn't leave. He got deployed, so he was gone for a while. Got a guy named Khan. Then the army guy came back. Then the army guy went to another department in our group. So, okay. We got Kong back. So for those who keep track, I've had the same boss twice now.
Yeah.
So then we were free-range chickens for a little bit because Kong got promoted to his current position, and then we had one on paper, but he wasn't really our project manager, so we didn't have one.
Nice.
Then they moved a nice lady in there.
Nice little lady.
A nice lady. Then she got lateral moved to another group because they lost their project manager.
Okay.
Then we got Bobby Bai. After that, then Bobby Boy left, and now I am the boss. So, nice lady. Mm-hmm. Two bosses ago. We think is going to take Kong's current job now that he got promoted.
Gotcha.
To program manager. But then the question is, who's going to take her project manager job? Because her team, there's a lead who is strong on her team, technical wise, but has the people skills of a skunk.
Okay.
Your neighbor quit. One of the driving reasons she quit
was because of nice lady.
Because of that person.
Gotcha.
It was skunk lady who does not have the personal skills.
Gotcha. Dear Lord.
So, while she may be great on paper. In practice,
yeah,
not so much. And practice, everybody knows that stuff now because when it left, all that came out. So
nice. Do I need to make notes?
No. I didn't say anybody's. I just said somebody's name.
Yeah, you did.
Right up until that point, I was great.
I will grab a piece of paper. I don't know what time frame we were. Because I don't have anything keeping time. Like 2-3 minutes
Five to 7 minutes in.
Here we go. I'll use this.
Stupid, dumb idiot. It was so good. It
started with
derp.
It's so good. Oh, so good.
We could have said that was a fake name, but...
We could have.
But now we know that it's...
But the fact that I, you know, use Kong and...
Yeah. Army guy.
Army guy and Bob or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. 2 minutes in? 2-3 minutes in?
Yeah, we'll go 5 to 7. Because, you know, I need to go through the history of my management team.
Yeah, maybe 5 or 7. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. It's been a crazy.
If you've noticed, I don't go crazy with my edits. I just bleep some things out and leave all this ramble in.
You do, yeah.
Because it doesn't matter.
Oh my God, you had my email address in one.
Oh shit! Why did you text me?
I was like, it's too late now.
Well, I mean, I could have
signed up for disc golf. It had my email address in. I was like, all right.
whatever. I even said, that's my junk email anyway, so it's fine.
It's not like anybody listens. Let's see, Podbean. Let's see, Podbean. I know which one you're talking. Well, say I know which one you're talking about, but I don't know which one you're talking about. Because I don't think I labeled them. I've gotten
you did
even
not label that one. I was like, oh, that's this one. Okay.
Yeah. That's where I get lazy. Yeah. I mean, I can still do it because if there's no downloads on it.
What? I don't think I've downloaded. I listen to it live. I don't download.
Well,
it.
Downloads is listening to it, I believe.
Ooh, okay.
It says October 20th is probably the date that we signed up because I think that was the last one we had.
You mean, yeah, I guess so, yeah. But no, it would have been earlier than that because October 29th was when we had played in the tournament. We signed up way before then.
Oh, okay. So, let's look at the.
It would have been like the 7th or something. I don't know.
We have 30 episodes. Woo wee.
What? 2 decades.
82 downloads of all time.
That's bad.
Not bad. I don't know who you is listening to us.
Who didn't do the time? Oh, my God. Guys.
Where's your audience coming from? The United States, of course.
Cool. Probably.
Downloads by day and time. It's pretty much
random,
non-existent.
Random.
It's between 1 and 0 at all the times. Your user retention, October 16th to the 22nd, was 100% on week one. And then we just lost everybody.
Oh,
we talk
crap.
Disc golf, Ahsoka. So it had, I don't know. I don't know if it's you or I don't know who it is. One has to be you, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know who the other one is. I don't know if Tony's actually listened to them in a while.
Yep.
Anyway, there's the tab. Anyway.
Ahsoka and disc golf is the one we did where I, you know.
The thingies?
Yeah.
So I didn't label that one.
Yep. But yeah, I mean, I guess we can tell people how our disc golf tournament went.
Yeah. We did 119 overall for 2 rounds, which means we were plus 6.
It's 9. Huh? Plus 9.
Plus 6 on the 11? First one and plus 5 on the other one.
Yep.
Because we did a 60 and a 59.
It would have been cool to see the standings.
Has he posted them?
They are not out there. Unless you put them on Facebook, they are not at the Discraft scene.
I assume that's where he's going to put it.
Yeah, they're not there. I looked before I came.
Before you came here? Okay.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure he said he was going to
post
them. I'm
pretty sure we're last, but that's okay.
Last or second to last?
Yeah.
Because we did better the first time. Now, I don't know if that other team
did better. I think the other team did better because they were like, oh, if we hadn't had that double bogey, we'd be right in this. And then, of course, we double bogeyed on 14. And
yeah.
Oof.
But we also they also got rid of the dice roll of
worst
throw.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with what he did with the unisex team because they were already in a division. He should have just been like, okay, you don't have to do 2 rounds.
Yeah.
You just go ahead and do it. Now, granted, we probably didn't have, we wouldn't have had partners to go around with, I guess.
I guess. Well, no, because I don't know how that worked, because no.
Regular people,
no.
I don't know. Did they, though? We didn't see all of them.
That's true. I don't know.
I mean, we were about to bow out.
We were about to bow out, but, you know, I was...
Oh, we haven't told them yet.
We had not, so...
Go ahead.
Friday, we were doing our practice round before the tournament, you know, as any good disc golfer would do, which I think every team came out there and at some point during the weekend, during that week, and did practice rounds. Cause,
I don't doubt it.
Except for probably the guy who maintains the course.
Yeah.
We were at hole...
Seven,
which is on a hill. And that's... It's a pretty tall hill. Even this part we're standing on, it doesn't look that tall. It's a lot taller than you think. I threw a shot. Wasn't happy with it. Wasn't my best, and it was good. Then I took my mind off of exactly what I was doing, and stepped off the side as I had probably every time we'd been out there, either the side or the back, which it's very uneven ground. It's at an angle, with the exception of the tee box being flat. And decided to walk on the side of my foot instead of the bottom of my foot, which then proceeded to spraying both my lateral and anterior tendons on my left ankle for the second time in my life, probably within 6 years. And, yeah, it hurt. Mm-hmm. It's still semi-painful, and I made a conscious choice today to actually put on shoes because I decided I wanted to only have pain in one foot instead of two.
So, yeah, and yeah. We still played the game.
We still played. I put a boot because I had a walking boot because from the last time I sprained that ankle. Definitely rested it the rest of Friday, which wasn't much, and then all of Saturday, rest, elevation, all that stuff. And Sunday was able to start, even without the boot, was able to put weight on it, walk around my house a little bit. It was still super swollen, looked gnarly as all get out. Put the boot on, took a cane with me, and we played two rounds of disc golf on Sunday. We weren't sure if we were going to play until after the first throw in.
Where were we?
I was talking about... Oh, we didn't know if we were going to actually play until I threw... off the first tee box, and it took me about three throws to get my balance back right.
Didn't know if we were going to play the second round because of
same reason.
How much it was going to hurt? Yeah. After that.
And for the most part, playing through it, there were some points definitely going up the hills where I was like, "This is ridiculous."
Mm-hmm.
But nah, for the most part, it was fine. That boot's pretty good.
It was pretty fun. I mean, we had our first partners were pretty good. Second partners were okay. I mean, as in like joking around because they were drinking, and which is fine.
They're like,
I don't care. But
smoke.
Yeah, smoking, vaping.
Hold my beer. Let's go.
They were extremely rough around the edges.
Oh yeah, they were not what you would expect in disc golf.
No, yeah, I guess I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have expected him to play disc golf actually.
Right.
Honestly, I didn't think her, I didn't expect her to be a player either, but she was pretty good at it too.
Yeah, and he could watch it not doing any walking up or anything. He just like, oh
yeah. Yeah, I don't think really, I think that's a mental thing for people is the run up.
I could see
that. I think if you just have a good twist in your hips and rotation, you're fine. Like, I don't think... running, because if you look at everybody's posture,
I walk up.
Yeah, but if you look at everybody's posture when they're doing it, they literally stop, extend their arm backwards, and then throw. Like everybody that does a run up isn't using the run.
Right.
You could literally stand there and they could do what they're doing.
Using that to get some momentum in the X step to kind of like turn their hips and stuff. Because even maybe that small velocity is velocity added at the end. It's definitely interesting to see a bunch of people's different styles and approaches and things like that. And like I said, we each had some great throws. And so it was good to see how far we'd come since the first time throwing that course.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't posted anything either. Their website is shit.
Oh, yeah, I don't like the disc golf scene website.
I'm talking about... The people that sponsored it.
Yeah, it's the folders for...
Folders, and if you look at their thing, they've edited the dude that did it
in. Yeah.
Yeah, they've photoshopped him into the like group
the
photo.
Center. Yeah.
Come on.
I've seen it.
Yeah. And then going to their Facebook page, the only pictures that they had, even though he took a picture of it, is done nothing but discs. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he has another thing that he... is posting it to.
Yeah.
Because it says when we did it, his name and the disc company name.
Yeah, like I said, it was a nice little non-sanctioned tournament. Nobody really cared about anything.
Which is good.
It was a great place to
I'm
get.
I'm glad it wasn't a tourney.
Get our feet wet. I'm interested to probably. I'd be interested to do both. I don't think any doubles will be sanctioned, but interested to do probably a single and maybe a double, another double at some point that's mm-hmm. actually like not got crazy rules associated with it.
Yeah.
I'd like to play on the Arsenal at some point too.
It's good. It's a walker.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of walking with that one.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily like John Hunt walking crazy, but it's definitely a walking.
I'd like to try John Hunt again at some point too. I know we can't throw far enough for it, but you never know if with it being as open, we can probably really let loose and not have to be as precise.
Maybe.
With our angles, because 2 and 3 are. All of those outside of the, not 7. 7's pretty wide, but it's got the uphill. 8's pretty wide if you can throw it straight up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
But like 2 and 3, even though they're open or go into open, just getting them into those gaps. Going out the gap at the beginning of 2 and then trying to get into the gap almost 200 feet away on 3 is... a chore. And
that's only 200.
What? Well, three is 200 feet, and I put it 250, 10 feet away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, three is 250 feet from the tee box, and I put it 10 feet in line with the basket. So I would probably say I either threw it 240 or 250, 10 feet to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Which then we missed, but
yeah, we missed a pretty easy putt.
Twice we missed a couple easy birdie putts.
Yeah,
on that second round, but that's okay. That's, you know, we made one twice because we had to prove it, and I forgot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But no, it just whet my appetite. Like I said, I'll probably play until I can get out of the. Maybe out of the MA4 batch and into the MA3 batch.
Sure.
I mean, it's...
You'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't... You got to get... Your footing needs to get better.
Oh.
Not your running. Literally your foot.
My foot must get better.
Your physical foot right now. Physical
foot has to get better because it's still... the bruising is going away because, it's been almost a week since I damaged it. And then the swelling's still there. If it's anything like my other one, the swelling will be there for a minute and a half.
Well, especially since you can't necessarily, like, put it up. And
then, I spend most of my day
mm-hmm.
walking or sitting at work.
Yeah.
If it's anything like the other time, the swelling went away, but that ankle was still bigger than my other ankle.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
yeah, so it was fun.
Yeah,
we did decent for what we were.
Yeah, I mean, for really only playing a month and almost 2 months because we started at the end of September. So really only playing for about 2 months,
mm-hmm.
and only playing that course for a month. Like 6 times, maybe.
Yeah.
5 total, or 5 complete times, because we had to stop early on Friday. we did good. So I had fun. So, yeah. I'm, ain't nothing out right now, I guess.
Not really. I've been playing Mario Wonder.
I didn't even know about that game until you said something about it.
Yeah. It's fun. I did beat it, and then I had to get all the collectibles, I think. And now I'm working on a world. It's the final, what does it say?
final test. The final test
badge marathon.
Yep. And that one's kicking my ass. I've put over 200 lives into it. Probably, yeah, over 200 lives.
Holy shenanigans.
Yeah. Yeah. And they only give you a checkpoint every 3 badges. So I'm literally right. No. I think I died. So I'm at the beginning of the first checkpoint. They better only be doing the 9 badges. Because if they're doing... Actually, I don't know what they're doing. Because right now I'm on a spring. I'm on the spring badge. So it better not be all... Oh, God. It better not be 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. No, it won't be all of them. Because some of those badges... only change the power-ups to whatever you have the badge for. Mm. But there's 9. Jeez. If I have to go... I thought it was only going to be the 9, but it might actually be...
The 9.
12. It might actually be 12. Oh, dear Lord. Because if you hit a checkpoint, you can't start over the course, because then it starts you all the way back at the beginning of the level.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to... If you hit a checkpoint, you're there.
Yeah.
You're there until you hit the next checkpoint or finish. So you have to pause it and come back to it. Unless you run out of all your lives, then it'll kick you out. And then you go to the Poplin dude and buy 99 for 300 flower coins. Yeah. So, I mean, you slowly collect them as you're dying. So you can normally get the 300 pretty easily because you keep collecting them.
Yeah.
For 99 lives. So that's where I'm at, and I'm very frustrated with it.
Okay.
It is the most frustrating. November 17th is when RPG comes out, so I pre-ordered that at the Game of the Stops.
What is that?
Mario RPG?
Mario
RPG. Okay. It's an old game that they've remastered for the Nintendo Switch. And I assume they did a pretty decent job with it. Because honestly, you didn't have to do much. And they better not have changed the gameplay because it was perfect as is. Okay. So all they had to do at that point was probably just update the graphics. Mm. I don't know what all goes into that, but updating the graphic is probably the only thing they needed to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Unlike the Final Fantasy VII remake. Mm. Like, that was a complete overhaul. You never played any of the Final Fantasies.
I did not, no.
Final Fantasies was turn-based, mm-hmm. and they kind of made this roamy aroundy.
Okay.
And, well, I guess Final Fantasy, you roamed around, but I'm just saying, like, in battle, you could roam around.
Oh.
So you could tell your people what you wanted them to do, either be aggressive, a healing, blah, blah, blah. But it's not turn-based attack systems. It was like, you're just attacking them.
Mm-hmm.
You can swap into somebody else, but it's not turn-based. Like, it's just real-time clock.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's... But I haven't really played much of it, because I really want to go back and play the original now, mm-hmm. and play the original Final Fantasy VII, and then come back to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
But I just haven't done it because that's a time suck. Final Fantasy VII is a literal time suck. And I'm not a kid anymore where I could just devote the whole weekend to playing Final Fantasy VII.
And not sleep.
Yeah, and not sleep.
Yeah, I like sleep.
Yeah.
I don't get enough of it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing, no TV. Loki.
Yeah.
Today is a drop day, so I don't know when it drops today.
It's going to be tonight.
Is it going to be that late? I thought Disney was doing it to where they dropped it midnight day of. Like, if it was a Thursday release, they would Wednesday,
I think it's like midnight. 9. I think it's 9.
Still, that's late.
Friday, 9 to 9 today.
Yeah.
9 p.m.
It's still late.
Yeah, they were doing that with Ahsoka.
Did they do that with her as well?
Yeah.
So that's why we usually just watch those things the next day, because we're eating dinner and watching things, and we probably could, but I mean, we normally try to binge things, or not binge it, we try to make it to where we don't have to wait an entire week. Mm. So like with how we started with Loki recently was Actually, you didn't even know it came out, honestly, unless you were watching for it.
Yeah.
Because of the strike and there weren't any advertisements for it. So we had two or three episodes. So we would one day watch one, second day watch another, third day watch it. That's how we binge the television shows. We
yeah,
don't binge it right after the other.
I feel like even though there's like stuff happening on this show, they're just treading water.
Yeah. I don't know where they're going.
Right.
I know they're setting it up for the movie.
Right.
And which
Kang Dynasty.
Which is a disappointment because you know that there's no resolve for the show.
I have not looked into this, but I've heard rumors, but we'll come back to those.
Yeah. Like, there's just no resolve for the TV show.
Right.
That we... Because they're setting up a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to end on a giant cliffhanger of the Kang. Like, I think that's what happened in the last episode when he got spaghettied.
Mm-hmm.
Is he's being weaved into all the timelines.
Yeah.
And that's how all the Kangs actually become to be.
Mm.
And then that's how the one who remains comes back to life. Because... he was a thread of that, but he'll probably know already going, oh, my plan worked.
Yeah.
Now we're cool. And it wasn't supposed to be him. He was supposed to spaghettify and do the thing.
Right, which is why they used his biometrics to
open doors.
Open up all the stuff.
Yeah.
That could be. I could see that. And that would be interesting take on it.
Yeah. The other interesting thing is OB.
Mm-hmm.
If you watched like the last before the last episode, whichever episode it was, where they were saying that he erase everybody's memory,
mm-hmm.
Obi's memory was never erased.
Yeah,
he has all his memories, but that's why he's probably in the dungeon, so to speak, because he's the only one that can controls the TVA. Honestly,
right? He does like all, he wrote the handbook.
He wrote,
even though he the handbook.
Yeah, yeah.
He
yeah.
got his idea from Victor that, Timely, who got his idea from...
So, yeah, which came first?
Yeah.
And then... We're going to pause?
Yep. Look how happy they are. They're like, look how happy we are.
Oh, yeah, sweeties.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, look how proud we are. We're so happy. We love you. We love you. Hello.
Here.
Back up. Back up. I know. I know.
Yeah.
No. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. You're not barky. I thought you'd be barky, I guess.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Hello. I know. You're such a good girl. Yes, you are. You're such a good girl. Are you ready for the 11th? I don't know what we're doing, but we're hanging out.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. On the 11th?
Yeah, November 11th.
He's watching the dogs for us.
Oh, that's right.
Did you show
that's
you pictures of my ankle?
A week away.
Ankle? Yeah.
No, so did Josh play for you?
No, I played.
You played?
Yep.
You just hobbled along?
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Hobble.
Yeah, it was my choice.
It was his choice.
Michael
were you
Gabe.
Already done?
Nope.
No,
we're just pausing.
Still oh. It's
oh,
all good.
Where's the big giant baby?
We're using the little ones. Because apparently the big ones
Jeff
needed
has it.
No more.
Yeah, but Jeff has it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should you just go outside?
She did. That one's still drinking water.
Okay.
Okay. Love you. Resuming.
OB
Kang?
Is... Yeah,
OB. Yeah, OB. OB is like the guy, pretty much the guy in charge.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not doing the day-to-day stuff, but he's keeping the place running.
Yeah.
And that's why you can't wipe his memory, because he needs to have that information of how to keep things running.
Well, I think when they say, yeah. Yeah.
I assume. I don't know. I don't know if, well, because, yeah, he didn't mention He Who Remains, didn't he? At one point in the episode? Not that episode, but a previous episode or something. I think he did.
Well, probably because He Who Remains is, you know, the guy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's what the whole, like, spaghettification did.
Yeah.
Send him throughout all of the timelines. I don't know why. I don't know about the... unless the go is going to literally put everybody back in their own timeline, yeah. And everybody's going to go, and Loki, and we're going to go to Loki, and he's going to go, what, I was, but I, no, this isn't,
yeah.
And Iron Man's going to be there and be like, shut up!
So yeah, they, I don't know if you've heard the rumor or not.
No, I don't keep up with anything like that.
People are saying Disney's panicking because of the down arrow trend that's happened. And
because of all their shitty...
Nobody's liking all their garbage that they put out. Rumor has it they are going to bring back the OGs.
Well, yeah, they have to.
Yep. So.
Because after Infinity, after Endgame, it was like, who? I mean, okay,
who
there's.
Cares?
Yeah, I mean, I like, honestly, I think I like Loki the best because I like the style that it's in.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me of Portal. I don't know if you've ever played Portal.
I've played Portal.
Like, I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I like that feel, that vibe.
It is, yeah, I can get that. I can get the aesthetics.
Aesthetic feel?
It does have a slight mystery to it.
Mm-hmm. Whereas Secret Invasion,
Secret Invasion was poorly executed.
Especially the ending with them literally playing make believe.
Yeah, it was the worst.
It was so bad.
But it would have been cooler if they had strung it out like. Infinity, or not Infinity War, but the lead up to Thanos. So you have like these small crises and behind the scenes in the woodwork, is like little things happening. To
I don't think Invasion's getting a second season.
Yeah, Pit, good guys versus good guys.
Because that's technically what they were doing.
Yeah,
there just wasn't. To me, I think Secret Invasion could have happened better if there was a more of a. Like a spy thriller intertwined, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but like kind of
mystery direct,
kind of like intertwine that throughout the whole phase or whatever.
Yeah, like
even if, like, say they decide to swap Rhodey, like they did, have two Rhodeys freaking looking at each other, so the audience knows. But then, so that's something that the audience has that the rest of the characters don't. So they're like, oh, wait, is this when they're going to find out? Is this when they're going to find out? And then have other ones who are like secret, so you don't know who the audience doesn't know who it is.
I don't know when, like, because you knew when you watched it that he was not doing his character well.
Immediately.
And I'm not saying the actor himself wasn't doing his character well. Right. Whoever wrote it would be like, just be like punk, like, yo, bitch.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know that's not Rhodey because he was always like,
he
professional.
Was, yeah, he was always. And I'm like, no. Even if he was like the advisor to the president, he's not gonna. That's so outside of his character. He's a military professional. Yes, yeah. Military, highly unprofessional to each other, not to other people.
Yeah.
And definitely not if you're an advisor to the President of the United States, because if anybody sees that, you're done.
Yeah,
toast.
Pretty much.
Game over. But
yeah, no, I don't I don't know. I just, yeah, that was a bad, yeah. That was just a bad show.
It was bad.
What else was there?
You had Miss Marvel.
Never watched it.
Well, she's going to be in the movie, The Marvels.
Yeah, it's like the three, it's the...
All three of them, Proton, Miss Marvel, and Captain Marvel.
Yeah, which we haven't seen...
Or Photon.
Photon, yeah, we haven't seen her since WandaVision.
Is
that girl, right?
She was...
The girl with the fro?
Was that the last time we saw her as WandaVision? Dang.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she did, she... Where did she do? Where did she go? She, like, bounced. Wanda.
So, I mean, obviously she's going to be in space with Fury. It's a sword. If you've seen the trailer, for those who have seen the trailer.
Is that her? Monica?
Rambeau.
Yeah, she played Monica. Yeah.
Is that really the last? I could have sworn we maybe saw her in a movie where they tried to flesh out some powers.
I don't think so, man.
Interesting.
No. She was in... Wait, hold on. They cloned Tyrone, which is not anything Marvel. And now she's in The Marvels.
Yeah.
She was in Candyman, and the 2021 was WandaVision.
Mm.
Like, that's TV shows and movies, according to Google. So
it's gone through, like...
She's
had been there for Justice League level of rewrites and reshoots, too, by the way.
Which one? What? The Marvels?
Yeah.
Because I don't know what they're going to do with it. I understand, like, women power, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know why they're doing it. I don't know what they're supposedly, like, doing. I don't care. I'm not hating on it either way. I'm just like, what do you... How are these three characters that we've never seen together, you're going to explain it in 5 minutes as to why they're all together?
I mean...
We haven't seen them together at all. In
right.
Anything. Like, they've never been together. Like, what is the girl's name? What is the girl?
Kamala Khan.
No, but her superhero.
Miss Marvel.
It is Miss Marvel? Because yes. There's Captain Marvel. Okay. Yeah. Miss Marvel, like, literally last thing we saw her in was...
her show.
Oh, her show.
Yeah.
I forgot there was a show.
Yeah.
Does Captain Marvel show up in the show?
At the end.
At the end?
But it's more... I don't know if it was... a preview for the
movie,
or if it was Kamala actually shapeshifting into her. I think it was a preview for the movie. So the premise of the movie,
mm-hmm,
is all three of them are all doing their own separate thing. Something happens where at random times they all get swapped.
Okay.
From where they are. And sometimes...
Physically or body swap?
Physically.
Okay.
So...
There's a difference.
Right. So Captain Marvel's fighting Kree on this planet. Something happens, and they all switch, and now she and the people she was fighting, because the portal is...
Engulfing everybody?
Not really engulfing everybody, but plot diameter. Plot required diameter.
Mm.
As well as when teleporting happens, mm, is plot diameter. Plot driven.
Mm-hmm.
It's not tied to their powers or anything like you would think.
Yeah.
Or like the trailer tried to make it seem. And they, you know, they all just swap locations.
Okay. Everybody that's in the vicinity.
Yeah. And so then they come together to try and figure out why that is, I'm assuming.
Well, I assume it's Miss Marvel's powers, because wasn't that her powers? To open portals?
No, her powers aren't open portals.
I mean, that's how she got around through the dimensions. She opened portals.
Miss Marvel doesn't travel through dimensions.
Yeah, she does.
No, she doesn't.
Doctor Strange.
That's not the same character, brother.
Miss Marvel is the little girl.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's American Chavez.
Wasn't that her?
Nope. Look it up. Nope, not the same character.
Then I don't know who the fuck
Miss
Marvel is.
Is the one that's supposed to have like embiggening slash shapeshifting abilities, but they tied him to a bracelet, so she like shoots out
Sure. Walls. Yeah, I don't know who this person is. I don't know anything about this character. If she had a TV show just to introduce her, I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Mainly because, like everybody is saying, Disney's sucking a milk dry cow dry and...
Disney be boo-boo garbage?
And then I don't know... I don't watch half their shows. We barely watched Ahsoka.
It's like 6:30 over
no, that one, power probably went out or some crap. Or power surge. But I thought her...
Not the same character, man.
Did they split characters?
Nope. They just look similar. You... If I was in the military, I'd call you a racist fuck. Don't even think they're the same ethnicity, my guy.
I don't know. I just thought they were the same character. I don't care what they are, who they are.
And not having seen... You haven't seen either movie, right?
Which movie?
It's Doctor Strange or...
I saw Doctor Strange.
Oh, so you've seen Doctor Strange.
Hey, that's what I'm telling you. Her powers is to open doors.
Okay, so you've seen Doctor Strange, but you haven't seen Ms. Marvel. I could see how just seeing that movie and not seeing the other one, I could understand that, but they're not the same. One is Indian and... Well, maybe not Indian. Oh, she makes Danny. Oh, man, I don't want to get that wrong. she is...
she has a name I cannot pronounce. Nope, that's him. No, I can't pronounce his name.
She is of the Arab world, and I think the other one is of Latin America.
Sure.
So.
I don't know. No, I still can't say her first name.
Who?
The America the Chavez.
Oh, for her, the actress.
Her last name is Gomez.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to begin. It's Xochitl, yeah. I assume.
I think it's Shiloh. Or Shiloh.
I don't know.
I don't remember either.
She'd have, or somebody would have to say the name first before I go, okay, cool.
Sure, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Can we get it? Cool. Cool. Cool.
Okay. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't really... That's about it for me.
Yeah,
honestly, I didn't do anything. I got... I did find the black morph suit.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I did not find...
That's okay. That's what I was saying in Spirit of Halloween, because everything's 50% off.
Yeah, I went...
Party City wouldn't have had things at a discount. Anyway.
They actually did have some stuff at discount.
Really?
Yeah, it was the bigger stuff, though.
Yeah, I was wanting a white one. I want to do a Mr... Well, actually... If I'm going to do that one, I can't really do it the way I wanted to, but if I had a black and white one, I was thinking about how, depending on if it's hard or not, bastardizing them and making them one, and doing the spot guy from Spider-Man.
Yeah.
The Spider-Man spot dude. Jess says it would probably be easier to paint one. I don't know. But yeah.
A bunch of stuff.
Which one? The Gomez girl?
No. The game night, I guess. I don't get
you don't.
Discord at work.
Oh, at work?
Yeah. It blocks all that stuff.
So they have a jammer?
They block certain apps.
But yeah. Once you leave, it pops. I get it. I think we made that group, like either one of the either internet nights, the one probably one that because you weren't on it,
yeah,
and I was like, I don't know why he's not on it, and I think that's what happened is that group got made when you weren't at.
Yeah, so like I'll go in and I'll like check. No way, that's crazy.
Still.
Yes, so I'll go in and, like, check Discord at work, and I'm like, oh, nothing, cool, and then, like...
So, but the newest one on Discord is the, from today, technically last night.
Yeah.
But I don't know when we're planning, because we haven't planned.
Okay.
The biggest one might be the 25th. Greg said he might be out.
That's Saturday, right?
It is. The Saturday after Thanksgiving. But he can't commit because they're coming back.
We might be getting a Christmas tree. Hopefully we
Tony might. Said so he could probably do the 25th. Sunday.
Well, we don't know yet.
Oh. Tony just said I could probably do 19th or 25th. So either your parents haven't, or he...
Oh, they have not. No, my yeah. parents have not.
But also, does Tony still go with him to do the thingy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Every year we go right. as a family.
Sure.
I rage quit last year.
You rage quit?
I didn't
quit.
Rage quit. We talked about this.
It's been like podcast. Two... It's been a year.
It's been a year. And I listened to it recently.
Oh, really? I was like, oh, that's what this one was. Okay.
Because I was like... Yeah, talking about how it was, like, sick.
Oh, that's right.
Not COVID sick, and my sister was sick, and mm-hmm. one of her kids was sick.
And they still wanted to do it on that day?
Yeah, and it was raining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's about it. That's all I got.
I'm good, man. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm sure more interesting shit will come up at work and here, and it'll be a fun, interesting time.
Woo! All right. Yep. Bye.
Bye.